word on Today FM.
Jerry Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is going to be renamed as Cupid Weston for this particular item coming into Valentine's Day in 2 days' time. You're fluttering your eyelids now that I call you that, Charlie. It's an expensive time of year, isn't it? And is this a time of year when people get ripped off because when they've got love in their eyes, they don't see the right prices on things?
They don't. True love, you know, it's priceless really, Matt, isn't it? But look, you feel you have to. You don't feel it, but it's more stronger emotion than that. You have to make an effort to recognise the time it is. But you need to be careful too, because you're right, Matt. People do get ripped off. An awful lot of money is spent. Huge amount of marketing goes into it. I went over to a spa shop near me for my lunch and saw that they were selling single red roses for €11 each. And I thought, because they were in a red box and they looked very Valentine-y, oh my God, that's a lot, €11. My wife gets annoyed if I bring home flowers around Valentine's Day because she thinks they're too expensive this time of year and they don't tend to be the best quality because there's so many sold. But there's a lot of guys who go out there and make that last-minute purchase. Interesting stuff from AIB where they looked at last year's expenditure, and between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. on the day before, like it'll be this Thursday, that tends to be when most of the spending is in florists. So lads are rushing in, and they're indiscriminate at that stage, and it's very easy to spend €50 on a bunch of flowers, and it won't even look like a lot. But you know, I had some calculations done by Austin Hughes, some dispassionate calculations, if you like. Austin Hughes, the economist, and there is a love inflation thing. You know, he looked at the prices this time last year, particularly with chocolates. They're way up in price, 11%. Now, that's cocoa prices.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's not a deliberate marketing tactic for this time of year.
It's not. No, that's
the
general thing.
The raw material price has gone way up.
Yeah, and these are figures up to December, so it doesn't necessarily reflect what's going to happen in the next couple of days or what's happening now. But you will find if you're taking your loved one out to a meal or to a date night, you're going to pay more for your taxi. That's up 9%. You know, you're also talking about, he couldn't find any evidence yet that flower prices had gone up, but they usually do around Valentine's Day. And, you know, so overall, the restaurant prices tend to go up a bit as well. They're up in the last year about 4.2%. Overall, about 5% dearer for these particular items. If you like love inflation, if you're just looking at restaurants, taxis, chocolates, flowers, those kind of things, there's a kind of a 5% increase. It's not huge, Matt, but, you know, I just thought it was interesting because it kind of puts a price on the whole thing. It is an expensive time of year. A lot of people won't go to restaurants because...
But a lot will. I suspect that this Friday, many restaurants will be booked out for this Friday.
I have a daughter who works in a restaurant and they are just preparing for the rush. But the problem is you'd be stuffed into a table near the corner probably. You'd be told we need that table back by 8 or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't tend to be a great experience. And, you know, I'm talking from myself. My wife used to go out on Valentine's night when we first met up and we decided it ain't worth it. You know, it's not the best night. Go out some other night maybe. But yeah, you're right. A lot of people. And it's Friday as well. It's so, you know, it tends to be, you know, it used to be the big night. Thursday is the big night these days, I think. But it still will be a popular night. A lot of people will go out. Average spend, Matt, around 50, between 50. I've seen some surveys are saying 50. The AIB one says 50. Other surveys I've seen, it's up to €80 will be spent on the night. If you're going away to a restaurant or if you're going away to a hotel, it's going to be a hell of a lot more than that. You know, so people will...
There's a listener here who says, my wife told me last year that if I only give her roses once a year on Valentine's Day, then it doesn't count. So I'm taking that to mean she doesn't want any flowers this year.
You need to be very careful here. Don't misinterpret that one.
Another one says, I paid €17 for about 10 roses last Saturday because herself is currently in Texas for the week. So getting them in advance, that's a good price.
That's a great idea.
€17 as against your €11 a couple of days beforehand for one.
Exactly. And look, at if there happened to be one of the partners is somewhere else, You pay a lot to have them delivered as well, Matt. That tends to be very expensive, you know. And the next day, if you're the fool who forgot about it, but you generally feel you have to give flowers, the surveys are showing that people spend an awful lot more the next day on flowers.
Okay, Andy says Valentine's Day and Mother's Day are the two biggest day in a florist's calendar. They also, I'd say, big for cards, Hallmark Day. Then I want to ask you as well, though, about something else. The average spend on the price of an engagement ring, because I suspect a lot of people get engaged around this time of year for Valentine's. And what's the average spend on an engagement ring?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah, there's been some survey stuff done on that as well. A Thousand Adults, Aviva commissioned a survey. iReach Insights did it. And the average spend, Matt, is €3,600. No, many will spend more than that. 9% will spend between €5,000 and €10,000. And a small minority will spend up to €50,000, which is a hell of a lot of money. So the sparkler...
So what are you getting for that? I mean, again, I suppose, you know, it's market prices. You can shop around and see the price of what one thing ring compares to another ring, depending on different jewellers. But, like, what are you actually getting for 3,600?
Well, you're getting a diamond, probably, Matt, and an heirloom and something to keep and something, you know...
That there is real value
there
in
is
it.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, my mother's engagement ring, you know, you don't sell it. One of my sisters has it, you know. But the funny thing is, a lot of people do not get this insured. They don't get it insured. 53% don't have their rings insured. They don't think about it. They haven't thought about it, or they don't think it's worth enough. Now, on the contrary, that's a valuable item. It's very saleable. It's very easy to lift and steal because it's a small item. And it's devastating for a woman if she has her jewellery stolen. And as I know, somebody who had that happen to them, it is absolutely devastating. So, you know, insurance, you know, all you'll be able to do is replace it. But you need to itemise separately the ring. Keep the receipt if you have it, and get on. You know, tell the insurance company now or whenever, or especially when you're renewing. You need that. You know what the value of it is, and you need it itemised separately, because it may be covered in the house, but if you're out and about, if it's not itemised separately, you may not be covered. So that's an important thing to do. It's a valuable piece of. Item, obviously.
Okay, some of the text messages coming in. This one: I give my wife plastic roses every year. I put them up in the attic next week, ready for the next year.
Oh dear! The last I thought I was one of the last romantics. That's really bad.
Yeah, well, actually, there is a few people actually saying. One says, "Poor Mrs. Weston, no flowers, no meal out." Mm. Although the way you put it is that she wouldn't appreciate it if you wasted the money otherwise.
No, I tell you what, I do, man. I get a bottle of wine, a nice bottle of wine that she likes, because that doesn't change in price. Or you know, they may go up around Christmas. The wine price is generally pretty steady. Oh. And I buy her flowers regularly. She likes lilies in particular. I just don't buy them around Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because Suzanne says, "Ah, lads, you're as mean as..." I'm sure, Suzanne, you mean Charlie, not
no,
me.
No, yeah, yeah.
"You get back what you put in," says Suzanne with a winky face emoji. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, it's go out, but just Valentine's tends to be a rushed kind of, not a great time to go out. I mean, if you know, if you're into that, fine, but it's a busy time. That's the point I'm making. Do it at other times, and it's probably better value, probably a better service, probably, you know, a better experience.
Another listener says you can actually get a box single red rose in Aldi for €3.50.
Well, yeah, the German discounters tend to be very good value. You know, just don't buy them in the garage. It's too obvious, you know.
And Paddy wants to know, do the price of condoms go up at the time of Valentine's weekend? I say they're a fixed price.
They probably are.
Thank you very much. Charlie Weston, or Cupid Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word on Today FM.